This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia and Belarus launched joint military drills Thursday that heightened tensions and added urgency to diplomatic efforts by NATO leaders to avert a feared invasion of Ukraine. NATO said Russia's deployment of troops and missiles represented a dangerous moment for European security, with fears building for weeks that Moscow was positioning more than 100,000 troops around Ukraine in preparation for an all-out assault. Western leaders have been shuttling to Moscow for days in an effort to deflate tensions and give Russia a chance to air its grievances about NATO's expansion into Eastern Europe and former Soviet states. One of those leaders, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, said Thursday the United States was committed to doing everything it could to, quote, defend Ukraine's territorial integrity, end quote, as tensions continue building between Moscow and Kiev. Blinken said the United States and other nations have made clear to Russia that there would be mass consequences if it were to escalate tensions.
So my hope is that Russia will be deterred by the actions that we've taken to build, to bring together many, many countries that stand against renewed aggression by Russia and Ukraine.
Secretary Blinken was speaking during a visit to the Australian city of Melbourne. While there, he's expected to discuss threats presented by a growing partnership between China and Russia that was on display during Sunday's meeting in Beijing between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the beginning of the Winter Olympics. Russia should not underestimate the West's resolve in responding to any escalation in the Ukraine-Russian crisis, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Thursday. He added, quote, in this critical situation for all of us, Russia should not underestimate our unity and determination as a partner in